Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ernie Broglio. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Weakley. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Johnson. And now, play ball. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier strikes out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a fly ball into left field. Weakley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial takes first base on ball four. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Musial moves to third. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Weakley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Musial tags and scores. Boyer tags and moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lillis moves to third. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote strikes out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Musial strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Johnson. Boyer moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels strikes out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Warwick moves to second. Two outs. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley is 0 for 1 in the game. Weakley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warwick scores. It's Cardinals, 1, Astros, 1. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Astros 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Weakley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio is 0-for-1 in the game. Broglio hits a fly ball into left field. Weakley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood, who is chasing the ball. Spangler reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Astros 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spangler. White reaches second base with a double. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. Grote moves to second. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and has Grote trapped. There's the throw to Runnels, who tags Grote for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie James pinch runs for Stan Musial. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Weakley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Charlie James now playing left field. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a line drive into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weekly hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a pop-up towards third. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Flood for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman strikes out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio is 0-for-2 in the game. Broglio is called out on strikes. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into left field. Weakley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Ron Taylor now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. Temple bunts towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Javier covering, for the out. Spangler moves to second. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Fazio pinch runs for Pete Runnels. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. Spangler moves to third. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Fazio now playing second base. Don McMahon now pitching. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Grote moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fazio fields it and throws to second for the out. Grote moves to third. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-3 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Flood for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weakley hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-3 in the game. Bateman strikes out. Two outs. Howie Goss pinch hits for Bob Lillis. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 2, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.